This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. There's a bit of a fixation in the world of business and economics on uncertainty. The so-called VIX index, which tracks volatility in the markets, has another name, the fear index. Another one you might not have heard of is the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index, and it offers some clues about how politics might be shaping the economy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill checked it out.
We have a lot of ways to look at and measure economic uncertainty. Indexes, surveys, even the stock market can clue us in as to how people are feeling. But until recently,
there wasn't something that would highlight, you know, the role that the government played in, say, generating or driving economic uncertainty.
That's Scott Baker from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. He developed the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index, along with Nicholas Bloom at Stanford and Stephen Davis at the University of Chicago. He says they started working on measuring economic policy uncertainty back in 2011 and 2012.
Which was kind of something that economists were talking about at the time as potentially a factor in extending or deepening or lengthening the Great Recession.
The indices they created, based on news article text searches, are now global. They're used as the basis for research by economists, finance experts, looking for connections between political economic uncertainty and economic growth, uncertainty in the markets. Economist Robert Kroll at California State University Northridge used the index to study small business decisions.
What I found was pretty consistent evidence that indicated that as economic policy becomes less clear, more uncertain, businesses, small businesses, are more hesitant to invest.
He found higher levels of economic policy uncertainty also make small businesses more hesitant to hire.
It's much more difficult to figure out or at least be confident in what the return's going to be on that capital investment or that hiring decision.
Kroll says, of course, businesses care about regulations and tax reform, but they also want predictability from their economic policy. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.